Welcome to the Holy Shit Podcast. Frank and Patsy get together to discuss the issues of the moment. You know, the things that make you say, holy shit. Here are your hosts, Master Hapkidoist, Patsy Zarilla, and Attorney Frank Natel, Esquire.
You can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Holy Shit for February 19th, 2020, episode number 8. I am your co-host, Patsy Zarilla, and Frank is, he's flying he's somewhere over the Atlantic by now, I would think. He's flying home from Spain. And so you just got me today, folks. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. So we're gonna get right into it. I have a question for everybody listening. Can any of you tell me what these folks have in common? Okay. Here we go. We have a former Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich. Holy shit, I can't say his name. You believe that? You know what it is? It's not an Italian name. It's got to be an Italian name. It's the only way to get this shit right, okay? Former San Francisco 49ers team owner, Eddie DeBartolo. See? DeBartolo. I got that name right. I do. Michael Milken, legendary 1980s junk bond king. Ariel Friedler, again, Friedler. It's as many guns as it gets, but I can't get the name right. A software entrepreneur who pled guilty to conspiracy to access protected... He pled guilty to conspiracy to access a protected computer without authorization. 2 months in prison. What do these guys have in common? Well, yeah, you guys all figured it out. They were all as part by our Twitterer-in-chief. Guys, everybody knows about Blagojevich. God, it's terrible, isn't it? It's absolutely terrible. He was sentenced to 14 years, served 8. Trump's reasoning for it was he served 8 years in jail, a long time. He seems like a very, very nice person. I don't know him. You believe he said he doesn't know him. He was on the Celebrity Apprentice. How the hell do you not know him? You sat across from him. Okay? This fucking guy. Anyhow. There was Eddie DeBartolo, who pled guilty in 1998 to failing to report a felony in the bribery case, which led to former Louisiana Governor Edwin W. Edwards getting sent to federal prison. Although DeBartolo, he didn't serve any jail time. He did agree to pay $1 million in fines and relinquished ownership of Niners to his sister, Denise York. I think she was a York at the time. I think she was married. I don't think she was in the DeBartolo anymore. For those of you who grew up in Western PA, Eastern Ohio, everybody knows who the DeBartolos are. The DeBartolos, the Cafaros, the Gennaros, three, highly influential families here in Western PA. They have been the subject of, many a book, many a story. Their dealings are absolutely legendary. They are the reason that the term Youngstown Tune-Up was created. If you don't know what a Youngstown Tune-Up is, folks, Google it. Okay. So these three, and to be honest, you know, I was a big Jerry Rice fan until who said, you know what, I take my hat off for Donald Trump and for what he did. Jerry Rice said that. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I really am. He also pardoned former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kurik, who served 3 years in federal prison for charges including tax fraud and lying to officials. Also, another Kurik had a former business partner of Rudy Giuliani, and helped with the case of Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher, who was convicted of being a discredit to the armed services after posing next to a dead ISIS fighter's body. Obviously, that's kind of against regulations. I really don't know what there's a few more. I'm not going to get into all of them, but I have a question for everybody. So it's just something I want everybody to think about. Why'd he do it? What would his motivation be for doing something like this? Is he trying to get allies on his side? These guys don't have any credibility left, so that couldn't be it. Is he trying to set a tone for whenever he pardons Roger Stone? Well, maybe, but it never seemed like motivation to me to do something like that. He could just pardon him. You know, the funny thing about Stone that I question, all this time he keeps whining about how Stone has been treated unfairly. He could have pardoned him at any time. Anytime he wanted to, he could have pardoned him. From the time Stone was found guilty, right? From that moment up until Trump's last day in office, he could pardon Stone. Why'd he wait so long? This guy's his friend, his ally. How come he never pardoned him? How come he never pardoned Manafort? Right? How come he's not pardoning any of these guys? But Eddie DeBartolo and his 10 other guys, they all get pardoned. Why is that? I don't know if anybody has an answer for us yet. The only commonality it seems that they have is Trump was petitioned by people representing them, most of them being on Fox News. The petition being from folks who appear on Fox News is how I really should put it. Whereas I like to call it the Fox Entertainment Network. And he seems to be pulling some of the spotlight onto himself and away from Bill Barr. Is that why he's deciding to pardon all these people? Is he trying to get the spotlight off of Bill Barr? I wonder, you know, since, you know, you had more than 2,000 former DOJ employees. So former 2,000 of them, you know, they're both Republican and Democrat, signed a letter demanding that the Barr resigned. And the Federal Judges Association agreed to convey an emergency meeting to discuss the Attorney General's behavior. I'm reading from Newsweek, by the way. I'm wondering, did he do this to pull the attention away from Barr? Because Barr's got some trouble, and he's going to be in front of Congress here pretty soon as well. So this isn't going to go away anytime soon. So I'm wondering if Trump's not doing this to kind of, you know, shine that bright shiny object in front of all the media people's faces, so they start talking about that stuff and quit talking about Barr. John Flannery, who was a former federal prosecutor, who also signed the letter, told MSNBC Monday that Barr, quote, has no business in that job, and called on DOJ officials to do the job right. He described Barr as the president's consigliere. For those of you who don't speak Italian, it's kind of like it's the mob boss's attorney, okay? and said that Trump is the chief criminal who's running a crime syndicate out of the West Wing. Huh. That's interesting. Yeah, he is. And you can't tell me that you didn't know that this was going to happen, right? And I'm saying this a lot now. You know, I'm really seeing this a lot. I'm seeing a lot of these trumpets that are in this little corner of happiness. Well, not all of them. Some of these jackasses are just sold on this stuff, right? There's no going back. They're beyond redemption. And I use those words intentionally, beyond redemption. I use those words intentionally because they are. You're supporting this guy, and you're supporting this garbage. You're beyond redemption. You're just a piece of shit. And you need to go down in flames along with this piece of shit. But I'm starting to see a lot of these red hats, these MAGA clowns, starting to shy away and pull away from this guy a little bit. And I think the way the Senate was just so damn arrogant did things have a lot to do with it, right? With the way they were so arrogant with that impeachment procedure, with that impeachment trial, to me, shown more of Trump's guilt than it did his innocence, okay? Because you just as easily could have had all of these witnesses on. You know, they could have called witnesses. They would have been examined and then cross-examined. So Trump would have been represented. And all of these senators could have said, you know what, I just believed them whenever he answered so-and-so about so-and-so and so-and-so. And, you know, you can go on down the line. And he gave all of these senators all the shade and all the cover he wanted to. And they could still have voted the way they voted. And he still would have been acquitted. But they didn't. Which tells you they're just as guilty as Trump is for the actual crimes. No, but you know if you live in the house of a drug dealer and the house gets raided, you're going down with them because you live there. You may have been in an unwilling participant, but you were still a participant. The Senate, same way, right? Did they any of those guys do anything in the Ukraine? Or, you know, do anything that Trump was impeached over? No, not one of them. But they did give him cover. They did give him a pass. They did, you know, allow him to skate without even questioning anything. I mean, Mitch McConnell came straight out and said that there's not going to be any witnesses and he's going to be found not guilty before the articles of impeachment even made it over to the Senate. Miss Lindsey said flat out he's not even going to read them. So, you know, the Republican Party is guilty, and anybody who listened to Mastering the News, myself and Master Grant this past Sunday, you know, I said flat out, I hope they all get voted out. I hope everybody running in November with an R behind their name in every county and every district and every state in this country loses. And I'm an independent. I never felt that way before, right? But I'm an independent, and I see what's happening with this party, and this is no longer a Republican Party. This is no longer a functioning party. What this abortion of a party is, it needs to die. It needs to go away. It needs to absolutely crash and burn, and something new has to come and take its place. Because this is a travesty. This is not the Republican Party. This is the Trump Party. And now after he does all this, and he shines that he gives you that bright shiny object, and he pardons or gives clemency to these 11 assholes. Where are the Republican senators and congressmen? Where were they at? Because, you know, a lot of these folks are from their states. And I don't think any of these Republican Congress people had any problem with these guys going to jail. Oh, the dipshit from Illinois, whose name I can't even say right, he was a Democrat. He tried to sell Barack Obama's seat. Right? They didn't even go after him. They didn't even say he shouldn't have been released. He shouldn't have been pardoned. They didn't even say that. That's a Democrat. Right? Because it's the party of Trump. It is. It's the party of Trump. And no matter what you do, and no matter how you turn this or how you spin this or how you try to, you know, explain it away, you can't explain away actions, okay? You can't. Actions are actions. You live in my world, you live in a martial arts world. I'm also a Roman Catholic, and a lot of the same rules apply, right? Whenever we do things, our guilt or innocence is basically determined by intent. I mean, that's being very, very simplistic and very general. There are things, but basically, you want to know if a murderer, somebody kills somebody, then they die while doing it. Are they going to be redeemed? Are they going to go to heaven? Well, it depends on why they. What was the purpose for killing this person? Were they just going out and killing them, or were they trying to, you know, save themselves, or save their family, or save 1,000 people, or whatever the case may be? You know, what was the intent? And again, being very simplistic, but I think you understand the point. So I wonder why all these pardons happened. I wonder why this clown's doing all this. I firmly believe it's just a bright, shiny object to get people to quit talking about Barr. But you know who is going to talk about Barr? Well, the Democrats have yet another debate tonight. Yet another one. Folks. We're in the middle of February, right? Almost to the end. You already have states who are doing their primaries. It was a absolute bear of a caucus, and there was another one. Well, now you know we have a debate now. Again, far too many people, as far as I'm concerned. And now we have Bloomberg. We have Michael Bloomberg, who's going to be a part of this debate. He qualified. He will be on the stage tonight. Michael Bloomberg, who, according to the latest ABC poll, Washington Post ABC poll, he's in second place. He's in second place. He's behind Bernie. Okay, tell me something, folks. And this is the part I don't understand. Okay? And this is why I don't have any faith in polls. This is why I say they're all full of shit. How the fuck can somebody who hasn't had a presser, or has had a shaky one at best, hasn't debated anybody, all he did was pour a few million dollars into ads, get second behind Bernie? I don't know how the fuck Bernie got in first place, but how the hell does this guy, who hasn't done anything, he's literally done nothing for this campaign. I mean, he's never done anything. He was, you know, mayor of New York, for fuck's sake. How the fuck, as far as, you know, this presidential race, how the fuck does somebody who's done nothing in this race, literally nothing, did a little bit more than I've done, how the hell does he get second behind Bernie? How does that happen? And then you have the two women who were just glossed over. Right? And the thing is, I don't hear a whole lot of people talking about him. Right? I hear a few people talking about Elizabeth Warren. I hear a few people talking about Buttigieg. Right now, if I had to pick one, I would really like to see Buttigieg. But I'd probably end up voting for Joe just because I really think he has the best chance of beating Trump. And no one, none of these clowns are talking about Klobuchar. And everybody, all the right thinking people, the moderates and the left leaning people, the Democrats and the moderate independents and so even some of the moderate Republicans are talking about Klobuchar, and yet get on CNN and try to find anything about her. Get on MSNBC, and if you that's bad, try to get on MSNBC and try to find something about her. Right? You're not going to. But you're going to hear about Bloomberg, and you're going to hear about Bernie. Right, Tom? And the other thing that gets me, Bernie's 106 years old. He's refusing to give out any of his members. He's refusing to make them public. He had a heart attack, you know, a couple months ago. And he's refusing to give out, make his health records public. They've been running the same spiel for the last 8 fucking years. I don't get this guy's attraction. How the hell can somebody that old be attractive to college age people, guys especially, right? Honestly, and you can put in any fucking piece of shit joke you want, you would think Buttigieg would be the better pick. Or Klobuchar, who I would think really would have done it. Or even Elizabeth Warren, who, you know, they would have similar common ground with, because she's basically, you know, she was a professor for, you know, God knows how long. So she knows, her tone would resonate, you would think. But somehow it's fucking Bernie. I simply don't understand this attraction. I really don't. I still think the guy's dirty, though. I still think he's dirty. I still think you're going to find out at some point, sometime, that this guy's dirty. Okay? I can't prove it. I'm not accusing him of anything. I'm just giving you my opinion. I have absolutely nothing to base this on. But I'm telling you, there's something wrong with this guy. Okay? He isn't what he's showing us. He isn't what he shows to be. Well, folks, I think that's going to be it for me today. Like I said, it's quick, but you know what can I tell you? It's hard whenever Frank's not here. It's hard for me when Frank's not here. He's my coombot. I miss him. You know, he's on his way home. His he took his family to Barcelona for his son to get to participate in the FC Barcelona soccer camp. The kid had a phenomenal time. It was something that he'll remember for the rest of his life. It was absolutely phenomenal. So very happy for him, and I'm so happy for Frank to be able to provide this for his son, and his wife. You know, for them to be able to provide this, to be able to do this for him. I'm so happy for Dante to be able to participate in this. Like I said, he's gonna remember it forever. He is. So, folks, I guess I'm going to call it here now, but I want to take this opportunity, like we always do, to thank you for your time, because your time is very valuable, and the fact that you're willing to spend that time with us, or me in this case, means a great deal. It really, really does, especially the way I just kind of ramble on. You should see me on my floor. You think about it now. You should be on my floor. No wonder my hour class takes an hour and a half, you know? But anyhow, until next week, same bad time, same bad channel. If you don't get that reference, you're far too young to be listening to me anyhow. So until then, for myself and for Frank, who will be here next week, thank you, goodbye, and God bless. We'll see you.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
Thanks for listening to Holy Sh** with Frank and Master Patsy. If you like our show, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to support us on Patreon. Join us again next week when we discuss the next thing that made us say, Holy Sh**.